Yeah, you'd have to have some place to anchor, you know. When I was really seriously looking and thinking about it, you know, we would have summered here, and then we would have spent some time, you know, in the winter, you know, probably after the holidays to, you know, for a couple of months. I would have spent a month down with my kids in Houston, you know, as a matter of fact, they had a park, not terribly far, just a quarter mile, half mile from their subdivision. There was a place, you know, that did just that. It was a campground where you just, and it wasn't like a campground like KOA in the woods. This is, you know, in the Woodlands, Texas, which is very built up. But it was a spot where you could park your camper and drop your anchor for a month if you needed to. And so I thought this would be ideal, you know. I'd be right here by the kids in the crappy month, you know, January, February. So then I could, you know, instead of coming right home, you know, you just take the long way home and go see relatives in Phoenix, relatives in California, go up the coast, relatives in Oregon and Washington, come across, you know, just take my time coming back. And I still wouldn't mind doing that, but like I said, Andrea's not having any of it. She says it's more work for her. It's not a vacation for her. It's more work for her. So yeah, but it's rewarding. It's worth it, you know. I don't know. We do not see eye to eye in the whole camping experience.